Unit 37B, Activity 2.
So, of course I've heard the term PLC before. What does this stand for?
That's short for Programmable Logic Controller. It's a specialized computer used to control machines and processes for the industrial environment. Simply put, it provides the same functions as relays do. Nowadays, programmable controllers are increasingly being used instead of relay controls.
I see, but aren't those controllers much more expensive?
Yes, they cost more than a couple of relays, but in the long run, programming is cheaper than rewiring all those relays.
How exactly do programmable controllers work?
Well, like I said before, they work like simple computers, but we don't really care about how they work.
Really?
The only thing you have to know is where to connect sensors, switches, lamps, etc. And of course, how to tell the computer what it should do. The program dictates which output gets energized under which input conditions.
You mean how to program it?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to learn a computer language?
Not really. Although the program itself appears to be a ladder logic diagram with switch and relay symbols, there are no actual switch contacts or relay coils operating inside the PLC to create the logical relationships between input and output. These are imaginary contacts and coils, if you will.
Sounds quite easy.
It is. Do you know how traditional relay controls are programmed?
Yes, by connecting switching elements according to a circuit diagram.
Now that's quite similar to the way programmable controllers are programmed. You connect a programmer to the control, enter a program composed of individual instructions.
And if I do it wrong?
You can check the instructions on the display of the programmer and easily change them. Then you store the program in the memory of the controller.
Sounds good.
Finally, you transfer the program to the switching device.
I guess that's not so complicated after all.
No, it's not. Let's have at this PLC here. See, if you want to program the PLC, you have to...